and gentlemen, you're in for a treat because you're listening to the Dubland Podcast with Suzanne and PJ.
Shove your Dubland Podcast up your ear holes.
Things, which obviously 7 months ago we behaved completely different to a lockdown. But even they were talking about, you know, like if you're teenagers, the way you'd say to your teenagers, can you not do that? Or having those conversations with them, that they pretty much hate you and that you're just a bit like trying to tolerate them. It's like, it's just the psyche or the psychosis of why we do things or why we behave certain ways. It's really, but they do loads of different stuff and they're real quick listens. Real quick listens.
We like, they're all like
I'd walk to
minutes.
Aldi, yeah, walk to Aldi, listen to it and then walk back and get another one, maybe halfway finished.
Oh, Jenny, I'm going to be all into that now.
Yeah, the behavioural vaccine. I actually recommended them on...
fucking loads of them there.
Yeah, so they started in March or April last year, or this year. Yeah, I recommended them on Ireland AM. They're brilliant. Yeah. And they'd only started then.
Hi, I'm Kate.
And I'm Porrig, and we host the Behavioural Vaccine Podcast.
We're behavioural scientists who met through improv comedy.
And so each week, we bring the two things together to explore how behavioural science can be applied, but in a fun way.
There's a little bit of research.
There's a good bit of messing.
And there's loads of practical tips on everything from how to save money to how to maintain your friendships.
Think about this like a behavioural vaccine to get you through winter 2020.
Go on, sure, give us a listen.
Okay.
I'm having emotional fucking reaction to this cookie.
What did you get?
Fantastic.
Better than the shitty, the star.
I don't know, they make some weird fucking shit in there. It's amazing.
Where did you go?
Into the same place, the honey truffle place around the corner. They make these amazing...
My last text
message. It's a shortbread cookie with white chocolate and some weird raspberry shit on it. Like somebody let Kool-Aid go off and they smeared it
Kool-Aid.
On a biscuit.
Look at you. This is more now of it. It's last week, fabulous. The artisan tarts. This week, the Kool-Aid. Let the Kool-Aid go off.
It's fabulous, so it is.
I said to you at
11. Oh my 11, God. It's like a Christmas treat straight after Halloween. It's so good. Mouth-wateringly good.
I sent you a message at 34 minutes past 11. Did you forget or are you running behind? I told you I'd be a bit late, exclamation mark. I was like, sorry.
Yeah, I was all taken.
I'm just going to get a coffee and a snack. I'm starving. And I was like, I'm sorry. I saw that after. Do you want anything? Latte, please. And what did you do after you asked me? Did you want anything?
I put the phone in my pocket and didn't look at it again. I just didn't read it. I didn't appreciate it. I do you know something? I never thought of it. I did it out of pure courtesy. I did the whole, do you want something?
This is I never say yeah. I always go, no, I'm good.
Yes, and society demands I offer you something if I'm there.
Today I was like,
so I did that. And then
a latte.
Then I moved on with my fucking life thinking you'd be decent enough not to ask for something.
I usually am. But today I went, oh, maybe I'll have a latte. But then I was like, no, realistically, because I'm tired.
That was a raid. I apologise.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're
making a human and I can't even read your fucking text message.
I literally thought my human was going to come and meet me last night. I'm having really bad Braxton Hicks at the moment.
What's that now? Is that like pickle?
What's that, Braxton Pickle?
Yeah.
Remember you were mad about that?
I am mad about it. I still have two tubs of it left. Shit lasts forever. I'm all
into
this.
It never goes off, does it?
Never goes off. I got this shit now. I got these chilies in a jar.
In your market?
I got them in the market.
Of course you did.
Chilies in a jar and they don't...
Like, I get a mortgage, but it's chilies in a jar.
I've got chilies in a jar.
Now, what kind of chilies are they? And what are they preserved
in? They sit in an oil. I don't know. Well, like a goo.
Right.
In a goo.
Great.
And it's in this goo and whatever's
in
this goo.
PJ for your marketing team. He's available. There's what's a Kool-Aid on the cake. Shit, white shit and goo.
And I'm about to get stuck into a cranberry and rhubarb tart.
Lovely.
Fucking sick. Wait,
what's the story with the...
The goo. So the chilies are in a goo.
Right. Like a watery substance.
Like an oil or something.
Okay.
And they...
You keep the oil then and it becomes like a chilli oil?
Yeah.
Fab. Love that.
Yeah.
They do that in... Have you ever gone skiing in Italy?
No, I've never been skiing.
Oh, have you been to Italy?
Yes.
You know when they have all the chilies in the glass? You know if you get pasta or pizza, proper good stuff.
Yeah,
Me and Alan were just talking about good pasta a minute ago. And they're like, would you like some chilli oil with that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they're always like... Just, you know, go
steady
easy
on.
Because it's a pro. So they have like all their freshly grown chilies. They put them in the end of it and they put whatever oil in it and they just ferment. Is that the right word?
Yeah, I think
for
so.
For years.
For years, yeah.
Oh, years. And this oil comes out.
Oh.
Fabulous. My father-in-law was like, he's like, oh, it's great gear putting it on like a tomato ketchup and would refuse to admit in any way that he literally couldn't breathe. He'd like, and then every day it became a thing that he's like, oh yeah, lash it on. And I love hot food. And even I was like,
I love hot
Joe,
food.
You want to cool it there on that? And he's like, no. It's the job.
I know, yeah. Some people just, you know,
I think I like this artisan market more and more that you're going to, but it's not in my 5km.
I'm going to, you know something, next week I'll bring you something from the artisan market.
Cool.
I'll bring you something decent from the, I brought you, you were over.
I don't want this cake.
Doesn't count, one of them was free. But
you recommend for getting free cakes from them.
I get free cake every time I go in. It's like they see me. I walk in.
They're
the door,
like,
whatever.
Here's free cake, PJ.
I must have the face of like a 40-year-old child from a David Copperfield book. Hold on. David Copperfield's the name of the book. Like, he didn't write the fucking
is
thing.
He's not like a magician.
He's like, but tell me, what's a Braxton Hickley pick?
Oh yeah, sorry. Braxton Hicks are like, you get these fake contractions that are meant to like prepare you for a real, they're not like real contractions, but they're really uncomfortable.
They prepare you for it.
Yeah, so you get,
so your body has a trial run. It's like pregnancy practice.
Yeah, basically.
Or a labour practice.
Yeah.
You're joking me.
Yeah, so basically last night, I said, like, I was sitting beside Joey on the couch and the baby flipped. No, I mean like fully flipped. And Joey just went, Jesus Christ, I saw that. Because you could see the whole, because the baby's like the size of a basketball hoop.
Yeah, but at this stage, size of an actual baby?
It is it's a proper fully grown baby. So anyway, he was like, Jesus Christ. And I actually went, oh my God, that was really sore. Because they're kind of sore movements now and you can feel their elbows and their knees and their feet and everything. It's very strange.
I can't imagine.
Isn't it mental? Like, you were in someone's stomach. Like, I look at Oisin and Hannah and went, you lived in me. And now this child is living in me and is going to come. It's weird. Like, when you really think about it, it's bizarro.
Yeah. But I was an intruder.
Well.
So it's like, I was an intruder. I was like an alien landing to someone.
Oh, I know. But, so anyway, so then you get these. So in the run up to going into labour, which is when I worked in the radio station you worked in, I thought I was having really bad Braxton Hicks. It turns out they actually were contractions. I was in labour on Oisin when my last day in 4FM. Yeah. Not when they made me redundant, when I was having Oisin.
This is, I've never known there was such a thing as a Braxton Hicks, which is your body's trial run for a labour.
Basically, it starts.
Essentially, where indigestion is your trial run for the heart attack that will eventually kill you.
Yeah. So that was it. So last night I got in, I've been really, really tired. I'm a cranky pain in the hole. There is no talking to me at the moment. I would hate to live with me. I would hate to have anything got to do with me. I'm a shite bag. And I freely admit it. It looks like you're enjoying that now, are you?
There's coconut there. Oh,
sorry.
There's coconut and dusting. I'm sorry for interfering.
What's that called? Decimated, desiccated coconut.
Oh my God, it's a cranberry, rhubarb and flake coconut.
What's it called?
What do you mean?
Decimated coconut.
Discombobulated.
Something. So anyway, I'm sitting last night. I was really tired and we were downstairs and our gaff is like, oh, it's a fucking building site, because my husband lied and said, oh, get in the attic convert. It's not a big job. It's a fucking lie. It's, oh my God.
Is it really? Yeah.
I have really realised how bad I am with disorder. Like, I don't like things unorganised in my house. I like to have my bedroom tidy.
Yeah.
So my space is tidy. I like to have a space in the house tidy. And like the kids can wreck the playroom and they can do it, but like,
I know what you mean.
Everywhere in my house has.
I used to be like that.
I used to be like that.
When I lived on my own, I'm very like that.
Yeah.
And I'm really ordered, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, I like to own a plate.
Well,
you know, I like to own a fucking cup.
Lots
you know.
Of cutlery and Delft, though, I will just say.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm not into that at all. But now since I'm with my ma since COVID and all, it's fucking unbelievable. The house is leaking. I told you
about the leak in the house.
Ask your builders, do they know how to fix a leak? Because nobody can.
No, because we had a leak in attic for, I've lost all faith in roofers and all faith in carpet men.
So Can't happen. The floor is lifting off the ground. So I go into the front room, the floor is lifting off the ground, the roof is caving in. You know,
the
shit all over.
On the middle part of the house caving in? Or just your roof? Under your shower?
No, like that one as well. But the front of the house is leaking too, with the rain. All over Halloween. I came down, there was a puddle in the front room and floor lifting off the ground again.
So it came all the way from the roof at the front of the house?
With the rain, yeah.
What? Through two floors?
I don't know where the fuck it's coming from. Nobody knows where it's coming from. Okay. Nobody knows where it's coming from. It's in the front room.
Oh
God, it has me driven mad. And then there you are flaunting your attic. Well, good luck with your Braxton pickles. Fucking, you deserved them. flaunting erratic in front of a fellow who can't fix a leak. So and all I have to comfort me is discombobulated coconut.
In fairness, because they opened our roof and then they had the we had these plasters all had Dublin face masks on them. They were so sound. Jesus, you'd get them to ice a cake. Do you know when you like see people who are just incredibly good at what they do?
Yeah.
Oh my God. They were like, it was just unbelievable. And then I heard, like, I got up, I don't know, it was like 5 o'clock in the morning, like last week, and I could hear like this noise, and I just kind of walked up the stairs into the attic and just looked, and there's like a river in the middle of the attic. I was like, oh, fuck, that's not good. Oh, they're beautiful plaster work.
Fucked.
Fucked. But anyway, oh, it dried God. Out. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So the house is upside down. Everything's upside down. So I'm a crank. So last night, I was like, Joey, do you know what? I'm just going to go to bed and going to try and go to sleep. And then Ushin is lodging on our floor because he's no bedroom and because he's moving to the attic. But his box room had to be pulled apart in the small job my husband lied about. And so he has nowhere to sleep. So now we just it just looks like a fucking homeless like shelter, basically, my bedroom, because there's shit everywhere. My poor little fella's sitting on lying on the ground, 6 years of age. He's living the dream. He
actually
never wants to move.
Talking about your husband there for a second.
No, my son, my six-year-old. Anyway, so, and then Hannah just comes in. So we're all, it's just madness. But anyhow, yeah, so last night I was like, I'm going to go to sleep. And then Joe's like, I'm going to fix a light switch. I'm like, oh, don't kill yourself. Anyway, up I went to bed and I like just found like a really, really, because I can't even find a fucking spot to sleep now. This is like peak cranking. I found a spot kind of half sitting up with heartburn. I was like, grand. And then fucking the black snakes kicked in. So Joey's like trying to rub my back and I feel really sorry for Joey because he just keeps going.
I was going to just say,
yeah.
I feel sorry for Joey because he's useless.
Yeah.
All you can do is rub your back and tell you things are grand.
Yeah, he literally, he keeps going to me and I think has lost faith in what he's saying because he keeps going to me, just in case I haven't told you, you're doing brilliant.
God,
you can see the dead behind his eyes going, oh, fucking hell. Like he's like the other day he goes, I'm really looking forward to this baby being born. Now, if he was to elaborate on that, he just means, I'm really looking forward to this baby
being
born.
Not being pregnant.
Yeah.
He can't wait till you're not pregnant.
He can't say, I'm really excited for you not to be pregnant anymore.
Yeah.
So like,
he's singing, it's easier to raise 3 children
yeah,
than to be just, around you yeah. with one inside
yeah.
you.
Yeah. And it's like, so I had said to him, because I was really tired, like really tired. Couldn't figure out why I was so tired. Turns out I was like, I'm really anemic. So like, what? I'm really anemic.
Are you normally?
Yeah. No, never. But
pregnancy as well.
Pregnancy is making me anemic.
My pregnancy is fucking dangerous.
Yeah.
Diabetes.
Yeah. Well,
anemia.
I don't know. The amount of sugar I was craving yesterday, I'm like, sure, I might as well go for the trio and have gestational diabetes for the last 3 weeks. Fuck it, like at this stage. But yeah, but I have it. So
like,
I'm
it's
anemic.
An illness, isn't it?
It's not an issue. That's the thing. Not really an
it
illness.
It kind of is. Like, it's.
I'm too old. I'm a geriatric.
Oh,
no, I am.
Shut up,
it's
too old.
It's a geriatric pregnancy. I'm too old. Every time I go into the coom, they remind you of how old you are having. That's where you're supposed to have your babies. In your 20s, because your body's able for it, like.
What do you mean they remind you of how old you are?
Oh, like, because they remind you that you're, like, I'm 40 and it's a geriatric pregnancy and all the things that can go fucking wrong. And
oh,
I'm
so
like.
So that's how they remind you, say this and this could happen.
They say geriatric pregnancy lots. From the minute you get pregnant, it's like, do you want to go and check your bloods to check the baby because you're at a higher risk of having a child that has Down syndrome or Eduardo's or anything like that? Mm. Then it's like, you can have a whole lot of health complications because you're so old. And they call it a geriatric pregnancy. So I'm a 40-year-old geriatric pregnant woman. But that's at 30. All my pregnancies have been geriatric because I didn't have my babies until I was 34, 25.
Holy shit. And my biggest health problem, genuinely...
Is your heart. Is your heart.
I'm trying to get a cake into me while doing a podcast and not choking. Like, that's it. That's what I'm worried about. Like, holy shit.
So anyway, so that's where we're at now. So I'm an absolute crank. But in other good news... a gin company sent an email to ask, would you like a bottle of gin? Again, I'm still doing your...
You do everything because I'm not online. I accidentally relaunched my Instagram last night. I'm so annoyed over it.
Are you back on Insta now?
No, it's just you can't cancel it.
No, you have to keep
it going.
Wait
a week. You have to wait a week. They won't let you just say realize you made a mistake. I was trying to open the account for the radio station that I work for.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know the way there's the automatic
playing
password?
In the fucking coom, have I told you this?
Yeah, no, it's great. Yeah, I'm so happy that you get to listen to
I'm going in told that I'm old, geriatric, that my fucking blood isn't up to scratch, that I've arthritis. And in the background, all I can hear is, wake up, Abby, it's PJ and Jim. I'm like, fucking shoot me now.
It's great, isn't it? I'm so happy that you have to endure that on top of everything else. I'm so happy that that happens for you.
Kinsale Spirit Company are sending some gin.
Amazing.
For you.
I don't really, I've never drank gin.
I think this could be the game changer because I said it to somebody the other day about it and they were like, oh my God, their gin is amazing. It's kind of sweet apparently. I don't know.
Amazing.
But I'm willing to try any alcohol come December.
Yeah. So what's this plan though? So when's the baby due?
A baby isn't due till the 14th of December.
So
I have 5.5 weeks left.
Right.
But Ushin and Hannah both.
So you won't be pregnant for Christmas?
No, I'll be locked.
You'll be locked for Christmas?
Yeah.
We have to do something then. Okay. We have to plan some way.
Okay.
We'll
do a Zoom call. Woo woo.
We have to plan something, some way of getting you absolutely fucking flutered.
It would take two
and
drinks.
And stuffed. And whatever, like you need to make this Christmas, like you've endured quite a lot over the year. I think it's fair enough that you get to sort of like be quite self-indulgent this Christmas.
You're the wrong person to ask, but we're having these conversations in my house because obviously the lockdown is supposed to finish on December 1st, but I don't think it's going to be. I know, look at this pessimistic shite you're dragging me into.
I don't believe that for a second.
So Ushin and Hannah both came early, right? So I have to go into my app to see how pregnant I am. I keep going into the hospital and they're like, how many weeks pregnant are you before they do the scan? And I'm going, I don't know, I'll check the app, which again is geriatricness, isn't it?
Oh, is this one of those apps that tells you what the size of the thing inside you?
Yeah, so it says it's the size of a basketball hoop.
A hoop?
The hoop of the basketball.
You're joking me. That's very big, isn't it?
The baby's 5 pounds. 5 pounds, yeah, but those they come in pounds and ounces. Pound size for a hoop, yeah. Look at the fucking size of my belly.
Like. Hell, the hoop.
There's a whole
like, not the ball, the ball's big, but the fucking hoop.
The hoop. Yeah, the hoop. Yeah. Alan just comfortably, it's in my ear, went, oh, the hoop is twice the size of the ball.
It's twice the size of the ball.
Yeah, the hoop. So I have 5.5 weeks left, right?
Unbelievable.
But Hannah and Ushin
babies
came.
Were that big. I'm just surprised. I didn't think babies were that big.
Yeah, like it comes out, like.
But that's like a little man. Like, that's like, you know what
and
I mean?
And my babies were small. Like, Hannah was only 6 pounds, 7 ounces and Ushin was 7'7".
So what size of a thing was she? The size of a soccer ball?
No, she was bigger than that. Like.
The size of a basketball hoop as well.
Like, it's about the size of like a junior tennis racket.
How many hoops have you? And I had to finish that sentence.
Try it.
How many hoops?
Committed to it now.
How many hoops have you developed?
This is my third hoop.
I'm really surprised at that.
Not
I don't know why.
The hoop.
Normally, I always imagine a baby at most came out at roughly the size of a compacted coconut. That they sort of pulled their knees
insane.
And elbows in
no,
and put their head
huge.
Down. And they came out roughly like the size of a compact coconut. And then they opened their arms and legs and that's why they look bigger.
No.
You know, they kind of starfished. I didn't think there was like a fucking basketball. Imagine you had a basketball hoop. Imagine the amount of things you could fit in that. I could go on holidays with that.
18,
I could pack everything I need for a month's holiday.
This baby's about 18 inches.
Right. 18 inches. Like that's a bag for a month away. That's a bag for a month away. Okay, I'd have to put some stuff in my pockets as well.
And it's five,
that's
about 5 pounds.
Fucking hell.
No, and I'm,
I don't like whatever
I
the
still
weight.
Have 5 weeks to go. Like some people, like friends of mine have given birth to babies that have been 10 pounds and 11 pounds.
What? And how big, like what's the size and what's the circumference of those babies then?
Big.
Like cannonballs.
Yeah, but they're
like the size of my helmet.
Well, their
no, the head
would
fit through a hoop.
That.
Oh my God, my head would fit in.
Do you have you
my
not?
Head would rest comfortably with space in your stomach yeah. right now. That is
absolutely.
Fucking
your head is
mental.
Small in my stomach right now.
Why did I think babies were so much smaller? Like, I thought some babies came out like a large baby to me was a fucking small, was a compacted small coconut. And then a small one was roughly the size of a couple of pears.
Thank God you're not.
You know, a couple of pears. That would be like a small but healthy baby.
Did you not see?
I can't believe the size of these things.
Her family put up a picture, which it's so funny. I never got.
Believe it.
I never got to this point in the book with Ushin and then with Hannah. I just never bothered getting into it. But you know when they talk about the dilation?
Yeah.
So like it's like
I don't know what that means.
I really didn't know either because I didn't really feel like I needed to know. Now bear in mind I still have to give birth to the baby, but I kind of never really fully because you know sometimes you just don't need to know.
Yeah.
Like put it into context, like Miss Jones was our science teacher and in science one of the days she described dissecting a heart and I passed out.
Right.
That's
yeah.
the level I'm at.
Yeah.
Anyway, her daughter put up pumpkins.
Right.
To see their mouths. Hang on. Just oh my God,
Jesus,
my geriatric.
She's
hands.
Gone nervous now, she's dropping everything.
Can you see their mouths?
Oh yeah.
So they're all the centimeters. So like 1 centimeter. So you have to get all the way to 10.
What? That's yeah. So it's basically the size of the inside of a pumpkin cut in half type of thing of a large one.
Yeah, the hole.
What?
Yeah.
That's the size.
It opens up
your
to
business.
Opens up to.
Fucking hell, man. I wouldn't be able for it. I wouldn't be able to cope with the stress of knowing something like that was going to happen.
Yeah.
When you go to the dentist.
No wonder I'm a bit cranky.
You know when you go to the dentist, right?
It's a fucking and dentist, dates me.
You know you go to the dentist and he's cleaning your teeth, right? Yeah. And you have to hold your jaw open for like 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, like, I have moaned about the pain in my jaw after that. No shit. For like 2 hours sometimes.
Imagine.
Because I'm like, I had to leave my mouth open.
And so not only maybe the have size, you left your mouth open.
The size of a small cup of coffee. Like my
so
mouth
that's
has
halfway been open. There.
So like a flat white
that
cup.
That coffee's about halfway there.
My God.
Yeah. And then you have to push
my
it
My God.
You have to push
I
it
have speakers smaller than that in my house. I have speakers. I grew up listening to music through speakers smaller than what they're going to do to you.
No, they're that not going to do anything. My body's going to do it to
well,
itself.
What the fuck you're going to do to yourself, which is even weirder. Yeah. I can't even believe that's it feels so unnatural. To a man, obviously, but oh my God. Oh my God.
And
I
do you know what's really funny?
This is such an idea. They should teach this to kids in school. Like, I know, you know, don't they teach all the wrong things in school, don't they? They just teach you, don't be riding. Yeah, don't fucking, who cares, don't be riding. You can't convince people riding's not fun. Every time you look at a dirty kid, every time you walk past, sometimes you smell girls or you're a young fella and you're on the horn for a week. There's no way you can talk people out of riding. You tell people,
riding's
you're
the best
going
bit
to
of
have
it.
A vagina the size of a basketball hoop and a human is going to fall out with a full head of hair. And
my baby's come with hair.
Like you're
gonna come out like a baby little monkey.
You go, oh my God! And that's only the beginning of it. Yeah. Oh my God! How have I gotten to be a middle-aged man and not know this? I suppose I've no children. Oh my! I have no idea it was. Like, surely everything has to go up as well as out then. This is fucking shocking.
What do you mean does everything have
because,
to go
like,
up?
Because, like, if it's the size of that.
No, the baby. Like, they're saying the baby is the size of a basketball hoop. But yeah. the hole that they come out goes to 10 centimetres.
Right. Okay, so that's not as big as I was thinking.
Yeah.
But it's roughly, it's so two coffee that. Cups yeah. with circumference.
Yeah. So then the baby moves down.
Yeah.
And you feel the bit, like, depending on how much drugs you have, you'll feel loads of pressure. And, like, with Ushin, I didn't feel anything, but with Hannah, I could feel.
Did you not?
No, I couldn't feel my
ear. Oh, because you had the anaesthetic or whatever
epidural.
It's called.
Yeah, but epidural. I had an epidural with Hannah, but I could feel her move.
And what were you doing this one now? What's the plan? What's the plan? What happens?
I don't
the
have
bell
a plan.
Rings, you go, you're right, you realise it's not.
A
Braxic shock or whatever it's called, right? It's not an Abraxic pickle, right?
Yeah.
So you go, this is it. What's the plan? What happens?
I don't really have a plan because I don't really know. So with Ushin and Hannah, so with Ushin, my washers broke 3 weeks early. Like the day I finished 4FM, I was in labour. I just didn't realise it. And that evening, I went to the toilet and then finished going to the toilet and was getting organised and was standing in the bathroom, literally brushing my teeth.
Yeah.
And thought I wet myself. And like, I opened the door a tiny bit and because apparently I went, oh no. And then Joey was like, is everything okay? And I went, I don't know, I'm just really wet. Like, and I said, well, maybe I wet myself because I was really pregnant at that point. And so he rang the coom and they were like, oh, come in. But I'm sure I was like telling them in the coom there was nothing wrong with me. I didn't have any pain or anything. They were like, oh, your waters are gone. You're in labour. But Ushin wasn't born for, I had to be induced then with him. He wasn't coming out himself. So they give you drugs to help speed it up. And then with Hannah, the same happened. Like, so with Hannah, I was actively... in like having all across the Halloween weekend, I was like having contractions and they'd start and stop and start and stop. So then I went in to see my consultant and then she examines me. And so she was like, yeah. So she's like, you're ready to go. So I'll see you Thursday. I'll bring it in. If I don't see you before, this was Tuesday. She's like, if I don't see you before, I'll see you Thursday and we'll have the baby Thursday. I was like, okay. So she brought me in. My waters broke. She put me on the drug, oxytocin.
Yeah.
And that was fine. And then the nice man came around, sat me up in the bed and went, don't move. It's a very difficult thing to tell a woman when, like, you're having contractions.
When you're,
So in between contractions, he puts the magic stuff in. And then...
What's the magic stuff?
The epidural.
Okay.
And then I tuddled down and they put a little blanket over me and I went, I'll see you. So she was like, you go. So I went to sleep for an hour and a half.
And woke up and you were a man?
I woke up and went, no, I wish. I woke up and went, oh, I have like pain in the top of my legs. And my consultant came in and went, yeah, right, we're ready. And Joey had just gone and got a coffee and a sandwich because he didn't think anything was happening. So he walked in. So I don't have a plan on this one because I don't really know whether my waters are just going to break and I'm going to have to go to the hospital or whether they're going to induce me or whether the baby, because it's like Hannah stopped growing. So they had to get her out. Like, so
stopped growing?
Yeah, she plateaued.
But she stopped growing.
Yeah, she stopped growing. She just...
Presumably
stayed.
She's grown since she came out.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't just like, you know, you're not going to have like a 2 foot 19-year-old.
Tiny, terrifying.
Yeah, this miniature coconut-sized teenager.
She's like, imagine coconut-sized teenager.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I honestly don't know what the plan is. But now I know that that hole gets that big. I didn't know. And you know what's really funny? Joey was so traumatized after Oisin was born. Because we were watching One Born Every Minute. Like, he came, I think I was watching it. Oisin was only a couple of months old and Joey's like, he went white. And I was like, this poor girl's in an awful state. This baby's fucking, Jesus Christ.
Huge thing, was it?
I said, this is awful. And he just looked and he was like, that's a fucking cakewalk comparison to Oisin being born. And I was like, was it that bad? He was like, it was fucking awful. But I just kind of didn't commit to anything that was going on. I just did what they told me. And the baby came out. Like,
I suppose you're in the middle of it.
You're in the middle. Whereas he was a horrible situation of being a bystander.
Ah, come on, I would rather his situation than yours.
I would hate to go into somebody with them being in labour. I would hate to be the side person.
Yeah, I'd much rather be that. I'd rather be the person
in labour than be the person watching someone in labour.
You don't have to watch, you can leave. I mean, you literally have an ejector seat at any time.
If Joey is listening to that, I can. That comes with an asterisk of no, you fucking can't.
But
leave.
Yes, he can. Genuinely can. Like, you can say, you're not going anywhere. And he can go, I'm sorry, this is too much. And he can literally leave. He can sit there and have a sandwich.
Well, he may as well get his bags and not
and
come
And you can
home.
Go through the whole thing. And then he'll go, look, she'll be fucking tick for a year. She'll get over it. He can leave. He can leave. Like, I know you're saying he can't, but he can actually leave.
You can never. He can physically leave, but mentally, I think for the rest of his life, that's something he probably can't do.
Oh my God. I never thought I'd say it, but I totally get why lads years ago just sat in the pub across the road and then waited for the phone call.
But my mom finds it astonishing that Joey would even be there. Like, so on the boys, it was never a question that my dad would have gone in.
No.
But on me in Mount Carmel, it was like the 80s. So they went, oh, Mr. Kane, would you like to go with your wife? And my mom, like, I think my dad may have actually thought about it for a second. So my mom went,
you're not going near
my
me.
Mom went, for what?
Yeah, I don't
like,
want
why,
to.
Why would he even be here? She was like, go home. The nurses will ring you. Like,
how times have changed.
Like, she, because I was saying about the whole lockdown thing, about there's so many restrictions for me, for Joey coming into the hospital and stuff. And I was like, it's a bit anxious. And she just kind of just goes, yeah.
Like, when I was born, women would have babies and the men would come in with the other kids and leave them in the hospital and go home. They're like, I don't know what to do with them. Yeah. I don't know what to do with these fucking things. They have the house wrecked. They would bring it in and they'd leave them in the hospital with the ma, and she would like have to entertain them from her bed and like give them 50 pence to run out and get ice creams and go out the back of the hotel and play and come back
hospital,
into me.
Not a hotel.
Oh, the hospital. Yeah. She'd have to do that, come out the back. And you know what I mean? And then the mother would come back with 3 kids. You know, from the hospital, you know, and the dad say, fair play to her, she needed a break.
Like, you know,
fair play, she had
to
a break, she needed a break.
Like, when I was going in to have Oisin, and he was like, oh, enjoy your few days off now in the coombe. I'm just like,
yeah, you know what I mean?
Now, in fairness, when I had Oisin, I was in, like, and same with Hannah, because I go private, and I had a private room on Oisin, and there was, it'll just tell you the difference. So when I went in on Oisin, there was nobody in the private ward. So there was loads of nurses around and I'd had a pretty bad birth. So they took Oisin the night he was born. I didn't even question. I was like, yeah, grand, good night, God bless. But I'd had to have like blood and stuff. So they had me all organised. I went to sleep and they brought him back the next morning. But I didn't even go, don't take my baby. I was just like, good night, God bless. And with Hannah, and they said to me, will you stay? Because there was nobody coming from labour ward to private. There was no one taking up those rooms. On Hannah, 2 years later, everything had changed. And when they were moving me, they were like, we're put into a 6-bed ward.
You're like, you are not.
I was like, you may put me on a fucking corridor quicker. And she's like, well, there's no private bed, so we're going to try and get you moved. And I spent one night in the ward with 2 sets of twins.
Wow.
So there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 babies in that room.
Jeez.
All crying.
That's
at different
mad.
Times. And probably 8 women or 4, 6 women crying.
And you thinking, at least when I have the baby, I'll get a bit of rest, finally.
Yeah. So then they move me up to, and they move me up to the private room. And Hannah, there's like, it's so different. She's like, hello, Mrs. Donnelly. I was like, hi. And she's like, what you, are you called Suzanne or what you? I said, no, Susie's fine. And she's like, grand. And she was like, would you like to have a shower? I was like, I'd love to. She's like, well, I'll take baby. You jump in there and have a shower. I was like, oh.
Longest shower of your life, right?
Yeah, and the food's lovely.
Is it nice?
Yeah, it's really nice in the game.
Really?
Like every I like.
I always think like sometimes even like you know some fancy hospital food, it's kind of like first class airplane food.
I don't know.
You think you're being spoiled, but that's actually kind of shit.
Everybody talks about tea and toast after the baby's been born, but I've never enjoyed the tea and toast. But there's always been crap going on after the babies have been born, so I probably have been a bit too unwell.
Yeah.
Or like I insisted I wanted a can of Coke after Roisin was born because I was like, I just wanted sugar. I felt really, oh, I want sugar. And they were like, that's a really bad idea. And I was like, I really want it. And they were like, Joey was like, what idea? And they said, no, give it to her, but she's going to puke it up in about 4 minutes. And literally, I drank half a bottle or half a can of Coke and just puked down at the same. I'd really bad heartburn when I was in labour on Hannah. And I was like, please, can I have a really cold glass of milk? It's just all I want. And she was like, you're going to puke it back up. I was like, I'll take the risk.
I don't care.
It's going to get worse. And I was like, I know. Oh, do it anyway. And we talked about babies a lot today.
I know. And I'm not finished. I have another question for you.
Next question.
Right. So you know the way when you're like watch TV, right? And a woman has a baby in the telly.
Right, yeah.
It's always the same scene, right? Yeah. It's always the same. Man makes it just in time.
Right.
Woman has baby.
Yeah.
Baby comes out. They take the baby out.
Yeah.
Very clean baby is rested on mother's chest.
Yeah.
How real is any of this?
No, none of that's real.
And you know the way the baby's always, I always thought those, you know, some of those babies are nearly teenagers, like.
Yeah.
You know the way, so that's why I always.
Depends on the size of your baby, like both of my babies were small.
Right. Well, you know they fucking weren't, though. You're small compared to you. How old are you?
6'7". 6'7"'s a small baby. Like, they're not tiny,
what,
but...
Like, are those babies you see on TV anywhere near the size of actual babies?
No, those babies are like... They're already like week-old babies for telly purposes.
How much does a baby grow in a week?
Oh, a lot.
In 1 week?
When they're born, yeah. The first 3 weeks they're born, they whiz along. Let me show you. Actually. So Hannah came out with her vernix all over. So they have this like...
What?
Yeah, so they have this like... we were talking about babies too much. They have this like like goose fat on them for them to travel.
Goose fat?
But it sheds. Like Oisin didn't really have that much on him. Whereas Hannah was still... Alan's just sitting there going...
How the fuck did I know absolutely nothing? A baby's come out covered in goose fat.
No, some do. Not all of them, but some do.
Some of them?
Yeah.
How the fuck do you know which ones are going to come out covered
depends
in goose fat?
So it depends what they shed. So Hannah was still fully covered in hers. So she had like a white film all over and she was Hannah was really hairy because she was still early. Like, so she
all over her body?
Yeah, she looked like a tiny little monkey. I'll show you. She'd
imagine, like, honest to God, you're a dad. Like, you're someone like me, right? You're like this dinosaur and you're waiting to see your child. And you think, I wonder if this child is going to look like me. And this little hairy monkey covered in goose fat falls out of your wife. And you're like, they're going, this is not my child. What has been going on here? What has been happening? Like your whole body. Like, I mean, this is like...
It's mental.
It is, isn't it? Like, everything from ankles to feet...
Yeah, my feet and
to
my
the tips of your
okay.
fingers, everything gets affected by this, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, is there any other sickness? Oh,
It's not a sickness.
Is there any other physical stage that a human being can be on that affects the body so much?
Like, I don't know, other than something that is an actual real life... illness.
Even then, it's some sort of local. Like,
do you want to see what Hannah looked like when she came out?
Yeah. Like no, I don't know. Do I? Is it going to frighten me?
No.
I don't know. Oh, she's a baby.
She's pink.
Ah, yeah. She's baby. Yeah, that's not what I was expecting. That's not what a goose fat covered little monkey.
No, she's. Oh, I'll show you a little monkey now. She's fully
that's
like.
That's not what I was expecting.
She
had that's so much
hair.
More normal.
She had hair all the way down her back.
What?
Yeah.
And does that fall off? Like, is that
yeah,
gone?
Yeah, falls off, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. She's not a hairy nearly 4-year-old. No, yeah. Like, every time you change them, you'd see on the back of their baby girl all their little tiny hairs come off on there. Now, Hannah, because Hannah came out with a full head of hair, so did Oisin, but Hannah's hair didn't fall out.
Your kids are going to kill you one day for making these podcasts. You know
I know.
Like, one day your kids are going to hear this. They're going to be like, I must listen to what Ma was doing when we were being born. No. And they're going to listen back to all these podcasts and they're going to go mental.
See the little white stuff all around your ear?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
See?
I do see it.
So she has it around her little legs.
It's like
stuff.
Stuff you see when an old man wears the same hat all the time. Isn't it? And you know the way the little skin sort of builds up behind the ears, like when he wears the same flat cap in the same place every day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Joey has a really
learned
funny
so
video.
Today.
Where is the video? I think. So I've just given birth. He's put it up on our family group, I think. I'll see if it's still here. And it's me asleep and he's holding the baby and I'm like drugged.
But I think that should be illegal, by the way.
Oh,
taking pictures of people who are asleep. I think that should be illegal. It's bad manners. It's bad manners. If no one's ever seen a picture of themselves asleep, I've been happy about it. And people don't.
I look dead. Joey took a picture of me a couple of years ago asleep on the couch. I genuinely looked dead. I looked like I was laid out.
I always look like I'm melting. If someone takes a picture of me when I'm asleep, I look like I'm melting. Literally, my face looks like it's hanging off my head.
So Oisin was just born there.
Yeah.
Right. So he's he was bashed.
Very snug.
Yeah, but he's purple, right?
Right.
He's really, really purple because he was pulled out against his will, pretty much. So he's asleep. He's minding his own business.
There's Joey.
Fuck. I don't know what just happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's you fast asleep.
Yeah. With all my drugs attached to me.
Wow.
Anyway, so that's your lesson in child rearing today.
Blown away. Can't believe it. I've literally learned more in this last half an hour than I think I've learned.
Just complaining about my Braxton Hicks.
Unreal. I mean, I have no news to compare to this.
Okay.
You know, my only news this week is I started eating Brussels sprouts again. Or did I say that last week? Oh my God, they're back in season. Brussels sprouts are back in season.
What are you having?
I did say last week, didn't I?
No, because you're mad for... No, asparagus with the man with the asparagus fingers.
Brussels sprouts are back in season. I've been frying them and everything. Lovely.
What'd you fry them in?
On a pan.
No. Fucking pan, you absolute...
Yeah.
What are you frying them? What? How are you cooking?
Rapeseed oil. Rapeseed oil. You put it into the pan.
No. Are you putting bacon in with them?
No, not at all. Sometimes... I ran out of food yesterday, so I kind of had to get experimental. You know, I had Brussels sprouts and prawns. Brussels sprout and prawns stir fry.
It's because you're going to too many artisan markets.
Yeah, I ran out of food. Yeah, I know. It was one of those things. Yeah. But so that was, I thought, compared to your actual life-changing news, although I have found out something that I really want. Did you see?
What's that?
They have a nightdress for men has been released on the market.
What?
I'm all about it. I'm fucking all about it.
Well, it's just a longer t-shirt with your willy hanging out.
Exactly. Finally, it's decent. I've been harping on this podcast for ages.
But didn't men
about the
wear
way I
night
have to
shirts?
Yes.
Anyway.
Exactly. And it suits me down to the ground. It's like back in the old days, like Scrooge.
Yeah.
I'm like Scrooge. And it's like a long t-shirt that goes down to your knees. It's a nighty.
Where'd you get it?
I want a nighty.
I have loads at home that I'm not going to use for childbirth.
No, I need a man's nightie. You can't emasculate me completely.
What? I'm sorry.
I have a picture of an airplane on it.
I want a man's nightie.
Yes.
Here's a contradiction in terms. I want a man's nightie.
Yeah.
What? So what constitutes?
Pictures of soldiers on it or something.
Right, okay.
Or, you know, a really fast car on my nightie.
Can you actually buy these?
A mighty nightie. That is an amazing name for a company. Come on. The Mighty Nighties.
Have you got an Udi?
No.
Have you heard of Udis?
No. I'm not going to like it.
Oh, you'll fucking love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why, what is it?
So it's basically a blanket that your hands go into.
Yeah.
And you have a little pouch and it has a thing. It's basically a cloud.
Oh, I do think I like the sound of that,
actually. Yeah, they're called Udis. Joey got me one for my birthday. Fuck me.
Yeah.
It's incredible. So you'd have your nightdress on and then your Udi.
I would, yeah. Once I get my nightdress, I swear to God, once I've seen this, because I get in trouble, right? And this is the thing.
Here they go. Yeah. Night shirts, they do them.
I know they do them. Sure, didn't I?
Have you ordered one?
No, I'm going to order one. Because I get in trouble for walking around my house.
You have them on Amazon.
Oh, I like sleeping at the moment. Look at them. Amazing. I like sleeping with just a t-shirt and no jocks on. Because half of my body sticks out of the bed. The other half doesn't. And I need to do that to stay keep temperate, to keep the right temperature. I have to do that.
Right.
If you have a nightdress for men, you don't have
your Mickey won't be hanging at the end of it.
No, it won't. And I can walk to the toilet and there won't be a
You're getting in trouble with your ma, are you? She's randomly finding you on the last and going, not again.
Yeah.
With your
Put
Mickey.
Some trousers on, for God's sake. I'm not putting trousers on to go to the toilet. And then the thing is, and I've been watching a lot of horror films lately.
Something like that.
Yeah. No, yeah, exactly. It's perfect.
That's a cotton nightshirt.
See? For men. And all I have to do if I go to the toilet at night is lift it up. I can do me wee, go straight back to bed. And then, you know what I mean?
What are you doing anyway? You're naked from the waist down anyhow. So what are you...
I know, but it's... even I feel weird about that look. I have to be honest with you. I'm not comfortable with it.
We all feel weird about that look.
I know, but now I won't have to. You just simply lift up my
nightdress.
Are you
seriously going to buy a nightshirt?
I am absolutely going to buy a nightie. I think it's incredible. I know, my only danger is, and there is a danger, let's be honest. I am 45 years old. I am a middle-aged man. It is just a matter of time before I start just going to the shop in my nightdress. It's a matter of time before I throw on the old dressing gown. head down to the local Special K supermarket or service station just to grab a few
Circle
bits.
Circle K.
What do they call it?
Special K.
Special K.
There's PJ again, gone in his night shirt. Where are you going? Not down to Special K.
There's the alpha. There's the alpha going down to Special K. Yeah, but I that's the only danger I have about it. But I
really,
think
you think that's the only danger you have
about
it?
Yes, that's the only danger. I think it's amazing. He gets to wear a nightdress. Are you joking me? It's exactly the exact thing you need for sleeping in Irish weather and not sleeping through an Irish winter. So why did we do away with them? When did this pajamas become a thing? It gets all knotted and ties around your balls.
I don't know any men who really wear pajamas in bed. Most people wear boxers.
Or nothing.
Or sleep naked. You can't sleep naked with three kids or two kids in the house.
No, you can't. No, of course you can't. Yeah. I don't have that. You can't. You know what I mean?
And that's a real male and female thing, because I think the majority, and I can't speak for every female, but I think women like sleeping in pajamas. Like, I love putting my pajamas on the evening and getting into bed.
What is it with pajamas? I never understood the pajamas thing.
I have maternity pajamas at the moment. I'll just be honest, I think I'll just keep them because they'll be so big and stretchy. Delighted with them.
It's just a comfort thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I love a pair of PJs. I love slippers. Love a slipper. Love a little slipper. Now I'll show you my Udi. Wait till you see these. These are fucking insane. You need one of these in your life. So if you had your nice shirt and your Udi, you'd be full on.
It's a blanket you wear, right?
Yeah, basically. But it's like, it has a hood and all.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
No, I'm waiting for you to show me a picture so I can understand.
That's one with avocados.
I would be into that.
See, Udi's are amazing.
Into that, yeah. Basically, anything that's the whole dress thing. When did men get into pants? The whole world wasn't wearing pants for a very long time. There was no such thing as pants. There wasn't. You know, there was.
What happened?
The Celtic men were out there wrestling pigs to death. Years ago, a Celtic man would wake up and say, "I'll see you later, love," and he'd go off and he'd wrestle a wild pig
put
to
his
death,
underpants on.
And he'd have a kilty kind of skirt thing. You know what I mean?
When did we
men in the Arab countries are over there because they know it's better. They wear the things.
Celtic
Scottish warriors wore them. You know, yeah. But there's all this is the thing. There's literally no reason to wear pants.
It must have been very scratchy around their balls for the Celts.
I don't know, but then somebody somewhere just went, why don't we wear, came up with trousers, and they looked very functional. Probably the English. They're going, it's more suitable attire or something. You know, and then we get, and that turned into suits. Nobody's ever comfortable in a suit. You know, basically a formal wear is uncomfortable wear. That's what it is.
You have to wear a suit.
I know, but that's not the point. The point is I have to wear trousers every day. I'm upset about it. Oh, you know the way we were talking about the anti-mask people? And how ludicrous they are, because it's one extra layer of clothing. I'm anti trousers. I'm anti trousers.
Walking around.
I want to be able to wear.
Your legs would be freezing.
Nah, I don't know. I was wearing my shorts yesterday in the rain. It was nice. It was nice.
Oh, it was too cold. It's gone too cold.
I still have my coat on.
It's freezing today. Do you think it's freezing today?
I don't think it's that cold today. No, I'm all right. I'm enjoying
the bike.
I'll go home and I'll change into my shorts again. I wish I had some sort of manly skirt to get into. Unfortunately, I don't.
I think this is a thing. I think we're finding things out.
We are finding things out. Comfortable wear is women's wear, and yeah, like you know, pantaloons. The day somebody created pants. I know, yeah.
Like I don't know anybody who wears skirts.
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it?
But I don't really like skirts. They're not very cool. So maybe
yeah, well, I do.
Maybe trousers should have been made for women and skirts should have been made for men, so that your bits and pieces can just hang around and you can be comfortable. Whereas women are nice and comfy in a pair of.
You can wear leggings and all.
We weren't allowed to
wear leggings.
I wasn't allowed to wear trousers to school or anything. We had to wear our pleated skirts.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well,
now they're allowed. Girls are allowed to wear trousers to school.
Are lads allowed to wear skirts?
No.
Ridiculous.
Oh, I don't know. Actually, sorry. Maybe they are.
Lads should be allowed to wear skirts to school then, if they're, you know, really hot days and all.
You just wear shorts, no?
Yeah, it's not the same. This is what I'm telling you. It's not the same. I'm wearing shorts. It's the middle.
How
it's
many
November.
Skirts
I'm wearing.
Have you worn on a hot day?
I've never worn a skirt in my life.
They're problematic with wind. Now, I don't mean from you. I just mean in general.
Right, yeah.
Climatically, like.
Well, a dress then. Like a nightie. Like, you know, a male dress that's sort of like functional as well.
You need to. So,
can you wear them to school? You know, you need to be able to wear them to school if you're a fella.
A pinafore.
Because wasn't it a bus driver in Scotland? Was it Scotland? That he wanted to wear shorts on a really hot day? Oh, that's just right. Yeah, I think it was Scotland. So a bus driver, and he wanted to wear shorts to work.
Right.
Very, very hot day. A hot day in the summer. You know, we had a real hot summer because it was lockdown. We weren't allowed out to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And
early summer.
His female, the people he works with, the women that he works with, They were allowed to wear skirts, but he wasn't allowed to wear shorts. So he turned up wearing one of the skirts that they wear to work.
Fair.
Until they changed the rules that he could wear shorts.
Yeah, see, but that's the thing though, because it's, I do remember in school that girls wanted to wear trousers and there was a whole rigmarole over it. And now they can wear, but I've never seen anything about boys being allowed to wear pinafores.
Don't think so.
Or skirts.
I'd say the boys, and the, you know, to be in the newspapers. That's you know what I mean?
It's true.
It'll be in the newspapers now. If a lad turned up in his dress, it'll be in the newspapers.
And we haven't done it in ages and we have to wrap up in a couple of minutes, but I saw some animal facts.
Oh, did you?
And I thought they were quite cute. So do you want to do them?
Yeah. Animal facts. Animal facts. We got those animal facts. Animal facts. Animal facts. We got those animal facts.
Right. So the first one is, if there's no seeds available, vampire finches drink the blood of nearby birds. These are from Sad Animal Facts.
I did not know there was such a thing as a vampire finch.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't even know what a finch is, but I didn't know there was.
It's a little bird.
Yeah, the little ones.
Yeah,
yeah. They're obviously different varieties.
Sure enough, yeah.
But yeah.
Vampire finch. Learn something every day. I'm glad we're talking about the sort of biology of other animals.
If you were an animal, this is basically your spirit animal. Kiwis can remember a bad memory for 5 years.
Oh, the poor little shites.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anxiety.
The picture is like a kiwi like this going, this yeah. is our song.
And then amazing that even in the world of, like, you know, birds, there's still like some of them have anxiety problems.
Yeah.
God. 5 years. 5 years is probably like the entire life
it's
of some
lifetime,
of them,
isn't it? Yeah. So you'll like this one. Pigeons don't put off things they don't want to do, even if it causes problems later.
Very impulsive, yeah. Very impulsive. Pigeons would be no good at this pandemic. They wouldn't be able to stay indoors at all. They wouldn't be able to follow any directions.
Next week, there's a little thing in the pigeon going, next week seems like a great time to get started on that. So they put things off until they don't want to do, even though it causes them problems later. See, that's your maybe a pigeon. And then a killdeer.
A what?
A killdeer, K-I-L-L-D-E-E-R.
I don't know what that is.
Pretend to be injured. So they're hypochondriac birds.
They pretend to be injured.
Yeah.
So it's not so much hypochondriac as, what's that called? Oh.
So it's like they're like, oh no, I have to stay home because he's pretending that he's injured.
They're just liars.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, pulling sickies.
So the world's loudest bird is a white bell bird, sits next to females and screams.
What is it?
The world's loudest bird, which is a white bell bird, sits next to their female counterparts and just screams the whole time.
I have a lot in common with that animal.
There are more plastic flamingos in the US than there are real ones.
Oh God, that's shite, isn't it?
The blue-footed boobies choose their mates based on foot colour.
Really?
Yeah.
And what are they, birds?
Blue-footed boobies.
Are they a type of bird?
Yeah, look. He's got blue feet.
By foot colour?
Yeah.
We all have a thing.
Yeah, everybody has
it. Everybody's got a thing.
You've got your skirts, they've got their feet.
No, hold on. The skirts isn't anything to do. That's me. Well, that's comfort. That's a middle-aged man trying to find comfort. In his
scrub jays or scrub jays hold funerals to learn about oranges in their area. What?
Don't
get dangers
that.
In their area.
Oranges.
Scrub.
For fuck's sake.
It's sometimes the font is kind of hard to read. Scrub jays hold funerals to learn about dangers in their area.
These are all bird facts.
Yeah,
all
bird facts. We are gathered here today to discuss the yogurt we found in the dumpster, is what that one says. The Fulgrimar.
I don't know what any of these are.
F-U-L-M-A-R.
I don't know.
If the Fulgrimar's terrible smell keeps predators away.
Like skunk,
so
yeah.
So they stink.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
What a strange
They're
bunch of
all
birds.
All animal facts.
They're all birds.
They are all animal birds. And there's a sloth one. Sloths can starve to death with a full stomach because it takes them so long to digest their food. You're
fucking joking.
That's cruel, isn't it?
That is shite, isn't it?
That's really cruel.
Starve to death with a full stomach.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's
if you don't follow us at Animal Facts on Instagram, you're missing out.
It's great, isn't it?
It's brilliant.
It really is good.
Yeah, I really, really. And I love the illustrations. They're really cute.
I know, it's brilliant. Didn't she send us her book before?
She did. Send us her books, yeah.
I still have it lying around somewhere. If I didn't turf it out in the temper, it's somewhere in the house, I'd say.
You're going to. Monkeys can grow less social as they age.
Don't we all? Don't we all? Is anyone else getting this whole lockdown thing as well, by the way, that the more you get into lockdown, the more comfortable and into the rhythm you get? That it's starting to become more of a struggle to bother with people than it is to do the lockdown itself. Because I am definitely getting into this weird mode where anything that's like basically anything outside of the weird routine I found myself into has felt like the biggest hassle in the world.
Nothing's massively changed, to be honest, for us. It's just like that, other than the fact that because the scaffolding, the builders have to go up and down the scaffolding. So there's builders upstairs, but they don't really have anything to do with the house. So that's it. But in terms of our actual social interaction,
yeah,
nothing. Well, Jerry goes to work.
And yeah, so that's it. So, but like, say if somebody sends you a text message today, right?
Yeah.
And says, hey, Suzanne, I'm in the air. I was going to just like a socially distant coffee in the front garden. How would you feel about that?
I'd like... No.
Yeah.
No, my friends. Isn't that like weird? I like seeing my pals. Like,
would you?
Well, no, I've seen my friends at the end of the driveway because she lives next door to my mom. So yeah. I've like gone, hey.
And is it a hassle though?
No, but I'm not done having a coffee with them.
Oh, well, okay, grand. Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying though. Like a year ago, if somebody was in the area and they dropped in, would you be happy to see them? Or would you feel any differently to how you do at the moment?
I don't know. I think I'm starting to lose all... feeling about most things, to be honest. I think I'm actually...
That's what I'm saying. This is exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Whereas a year ago,
Perplexed either way. Like, I think I've got... What's that thing that you talked about at the start of the last lockdown? Where you just give in to the pessimisticness of...
Oh, the Stockdale complex.
Yeah, I think I have that now. I'm just a bit like... I get it. Everyone's pissed off. Everyone's cranky. Everyone has pain in their hole. We're all just a bit like... Meh, about the whole situation. I get it now. Like, I'm just kind of like, that's just the COVIDs.
All right.
Not the case of the COVID.
Because I'm getting stuck in my fucking ways in a weird way that I'm not happy about.
But I've noticed. Kind of stuck in your ways anyway. Which I think know. That maybe you're just noticing them more.
No, it's definitely becoming more severe. It's definitely
we're
becoming
all
more
fucked then.
It is. It's more severe. Like I just started realizing, like a year ago, I was just trying to analyse it. So a year ago, if I was, if there's someone around and he says, you want to, I'd be like, okay, well, I'm doing this, that, and the other, but you know, so
I can meet you for
I'll
a quick
be finished
coffee.
Everything, say 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
So if you're around, and I'll be thinking, I'll get in and we'll have a coffee, laugh, have an hour, and I'll get home.
Yeah.
Now, like, no, I go home at this time. I do this at this time. If somebody, if I get a text message that even just like that, even just like, suggests I have to change this weird routine I'm in. It starts to fuck up the whole day. I got into this weird sort of mode where I think letting the days pass without any event whatsoever.
No, I think
and anything
that that's
happens,
survival.
No matter how slight it is, I'm really fucking put out by it. And then it's like so, and it means the weeks are flying past. I'm kind of it's weird. I'm in a weird mode.
No, I think that's survival because I think that. Because of COVID and that our routines all got changed so much in the last one, we struggled with that. And I think in this one that we're trying to keep everything as samey as
regimented.
As we can.
Maybe because, that's
so
it.
It's like yours is a weird
regimented. Regimented structure.
Yeah.
Like even getting a text after a certain time of day will... like I'm not.
Remind me not to text you late.
Late being 3 o'clock. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, weird.
I will not text you news of the baby if it's not at a suitable time.
No, that's very different. Anyway, but I'm just saying. I don't know.
I think everybody's just COVID cranky, aren't they? I think everybody's just like this lockdown, and then obviously the UK are going into there.
This is the part. This is the time when the movie starts.
Well, the Pfizer are flat out making fucking
what
injections.
Ah. It doesn't make it. Stop it.
You give him something positive. Making it. He just goes, nah, we're all going to die.
This vaccine trials thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got about as much hope for that now as I do for walking down the road in a nightdress and not getting 2 looks.
Wonderful. So on that note, with PJ's nightdress and with the knowledge he now has about his basketball hoop, we're going to go. Yes, yeah. Alan's going to say something in my ear.
No.
Oh yeah, fine. We're done. We're good. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to check out loads of different podcasts on the Head Stuff Network. The one we picked this week is definitely the behavioural vaccine. Love that one.
You only just told me about it now.
Yeah, go and have a listen. You'll really enjoy it.
I definitely will.
Well, for your weirdness, you definitely will. And you can go on and give us on iTunes. You can give us a review because that really helps and gives us stars and bumps us up the bumper bump.
And hopefully the behavioural vaccine podcast can explain to me why I'm such a regimented weirdo.
Oh, we should
ask them. I can't receive text messages after 2 o'clock without losing my mind with anxiety.
That's just everyone's just so anxious. Right, peace and love, rubber gloves.
This has been a production of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.